由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We are delighted that you tuned in to this broadcast.
我们很开心你能够今天收听天路导向。
We have begun in the last message to talk about the book of Acts.
在上次的节目开始，我们已经开始分享《使徒行传》。
It is a historical document.
使徒行传是一份历史的文件或者文献。
It records the historical evidence of the 40 days from the time of Jesus' resurrection to his ascension.
它记载了耶稣基督从复活去到升天期间40日里面的历史证据。
Now let's read the first 11 verses of the book of Acts together.
那不如让我们现在一起去看看《使徒行传》第一章的第一到十一节。上次我们也都读过的了，是在新约的《使徒行传》第一章一到十一节。提亚菲罗啊，我已经写了前书《路加福音》，讲过耶稣开头一切所行的、所教训的，直到他借着圣灵吩咐所拣选的使徒以及被接上升的日子为止。他受害之后，用了很多的凭据将自己很生活化地显给使徒看，有40日那么久。他向这群的使徒显现，讲说上帝国度的事。耶稣同他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说，你们不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候天父所应许的，就是你们听见我所讲过的。约翰怎样用水施洗，但是无奈之后，你们就要受圣灵的洗。他们聚集的时候就问耶稣了，说，主啊，你复兴以色列国是不是就是现在啊？耶稣就对他们讲了，天父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期不是你们可以知道的，但是圣灵降临在你们的身上，你们就必定得着能力，并且要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极作我的见证。讲完这番的说话，他们正在看着的时候，耶稣就被提上升，有一朵的云彩将他接去，他们就看不见耶稣了。当耶稣向上升的时候，他们定睛望着天的时候，忽然有两个人穿着件白色的衣服站在旁边说，加利利人啊，你们还在看什么？还在看什么？望天啊，那个离开你们被接升天的耶稣，你们怎样见到他往天上去，他就要怎样回来。
We began in the last message to look at six things in those first 11 verses.
在上一次的天路导向里面，我们开始讲过使徒行传第一章一到十一节里面的六个重点。
We talked about the qualification of the witness.
我们讲过作为见证人的资格。
And how the witness, when he is summoned by the court to testify,
当证人要被传召出庭作证的时候，
he is expected to tell what he saw, what he heard, and what he experienced.
他需要讲出自己见到的事、所听见的事和所经历的事。
And we talked about these following six things.
而我们也都讲过以下六件事的。
Number one,
第一，
Our message is his person.
我们的信息就是耶稣自己。
Verses 1 and 2.
第一节和第二节记载的。
Secondly,
第二样东西，
His manifestation is our proof.
耶稣基督的显现就是我们的凭据。
Thirdly,
第三样东西，
His might is our promise.
耶稣的能力就是我们的保证。
Verses 4 and 5.
在第四节和第五节里面。
Fourthly,
第四样嘢。
The Master's plan is our priority.
上帝嘅计划就系我哋首要嘅事情。
Verses 6 and 7。
第六节同第七节里面嘅。
Fifth。
第五样嘢。
In verse 8, our mission is His program.
在第八节里面说我们的使命是由上帝所计划的。
And number six,
第六样东西。
Our motivation is the prospect of his return.
我们的动机就是耶稣基督，我们知道他会再回来，这个盼望就是我们的动机。
And you find these in verses 9 to 11.
我们可以在第九节到第十一节看到。
We looked carefully at the first three of those.
上次我们很仔细地讲过前三点。
And today we want to look together at the second three points.
而今日呢，我们即将要一起去看下后三点，而现在呢，我们特别希望和大家去分享一首的诗歌。这首歌就是拥戴上主为王。记住，我们一切的盼望就是耶稣本身，而耶稣为什么是我们的盼望呢？因为他就是我们的王。
Thank you.
各位听众朋友，我们刚刚听过的是拥戴我们的主为王的一首的组曲，在里面呢我们知道其实我们今天要去阅读的使徒行传第一章呢，我们的核心就是因为上帝是我们的王，我们才有这样最美好最美好的盼望。
The fourth one is that our master's plan is our priority。
我们回到去继续看第四点，讲过就是上帝的计划就是我们人生首要的事。
Every church and every Christian institution has their priorities.
每一间的教会，每一个的基督教机构，其实都有它优先考虑的事。
Every individual Christian has his priorities.
每一位的基督徒都有自己优先的次序。
Sometimes these priorities are not consistent with Jesus's priorities.
但是有些时候呢，这些的优先次序和耶稣所看重的优先次序却是不一样吧。
The disciples' priorities were centered around when will Jesus come back?
门徒通常所看重呢，就是说耶稣你几时回来啊？
I want you to look at the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 7.
希望你去看一下圣经使徒行传第一章第七节。
Jesus is basically telling them that their priorities were wrong.
基本上耶稣就要指出门徒的优先次序是错的。
The important question is not when is Jesus coming back.
重要的问题不是说耶稣几时回。
But how to live while we are waiting for him to return.
而是我们在等待他回来的时候，我们是怎样的生活。
Your job, Jesus said, is to be my witnesses in the world.
耶稣说你们的工作就是要在世界上面成为我的见证。
He is saying to them,
耶稣跟他们说，
Do not waste your life worrying about the dates of his return.
你不要浪费你的生命，你不要去在浪费时间担忧主几时回来。
It is Satan's way of getting you off your main task of witnessing.
这个是撒旦的计谋，要你忽略你的主要责任，就是做见证。
The two temptations for Christians are as follows.
他对基督徒有两种的诱惑。
To thank God for saving them and do nothing about others' salvation.
第一个诱惑就是你只是懂得感谢神拯救了我，拯救了我，拯救了我，但是却不知道其他人得不得救。
Or to be caught up with the details of Jesus' return that we don't witness.
或者沉迷在那里说，哎呀，耶稣明天回来，耶稣后日回来，耶稣2099年回来，但是不为耶稣做见证。
Neither of these is biblical.
这两种方法都不合乎圣经的教导，尤其是如果你说耶稣是2012年3月5号回来的话，这个是不符合圣经的教导，也都是异端来的。
Neither of these completely honoring to the Lord.
而两种嘢系完全唔尊重上帝。
Neither of these is the priority of Jesus.
两者都唔系耶稣叫我哋优先注重嘅嘢。
If you want to know Jesus' priority,
如果你想知道耶稣嘅优先次序系乜嘢嘅话，
It is here in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 7.
就喺《使徒行传》第一章第七节呢度。
Here's what he said.
耶稣是这样讲的。
It is not for you to know the times or the dates.
时间和日子不是你们可以知道的。
And that is why Jesus goes on to verse 8 and say,
所以耶稣在第八节就继续这样讲了。
Which is our fifth point.
就是我们要讲的第五点。
Your mission should be my program, not yours.
你的使命是我话事，不是你自己计划的。
And my program,is to be my witness.
我的计划就是你们要成为我的见证。
And do so only through the power of the Holy Spirit.
而你们这样做只能够单单靠着圣灵的大能做见证。
Only faithful witnessing through the power of the Holy Spirit will bring about a permanent change in the world.
只有靠着圣灵的能力忠心为主做见证，才能够永远地改变这个世界。
How will it accomplish that?
怎样才做到呢？
By bringing change in people's hearts.
就是为人心带来改变。
Your faithful testimony and the Holy Spirit's power will bring a true and lasting impact upon the world.
你忠心的见证和圣灵的大能就会为这个世界带来长久而且真实的影响。
Only through the dynamos of the Holy Spirit working in us,
我们只有靠住圣灵那种无穷的动力在我们里面做工的时候，
Will the world be changed?
这个世界就会改变。
Our message is His person.
我们的信息就是耶稣这个人。
Let's now look at all the first five before we get to the sixth one.
好，在讲第六点之前，让我们先温习一下前五个重点先。
Number one,
第一个重点，
Our message is his person.
我们的信息就是耶稣自己。
Secondly,
第二样东西，
His manifestation is our proof.
耶稣的显现就是我们的凭据。
Thirdly,
第三样嘢，
His might is our promise.
耶稣嘅能力就系我哋嘅保证。
Fourthly,
第四样嘢，
The Master's plan is our priority.
上帝或者系我哋主人嘅计划就系我哋首要要做嘅嘢。
Fifthly,
第五样嘢，
Our mission is His program.
我哋嘅使命系由佢企划嘅。
Now let's look at the sixth and the last point in these first 11 verses.
咁而家让我哋休息一阵，跟住我哋再睇下第十一节经文里面嘅第六个重点啦。
Our motivation is the prospect of his return.
我们的动机就是因为耶稣会回来的盼望。
Let me ask you a question.
让我问你一条问题先。
Have you ever watched a man in love?
你有没有见过一个在恋爱里面的人啊？
He cannot wait to see his beloved.
这个男人呢，就整天都会很想很想很想见到他心爱的人。
He is always thinking about how he is going to tell her about his accomplishments.
个男人会好想话俾个女人听，我几咁有成就。
He cannot wait to tell her about his thoughts of her.
佢赶唔切咁样话俾个女人听，佢对个女人有几多嘅思念。
Or about their future plans together.
或者同个女人讲佢哋共同嘅未来。
Even the most dense of men.Become very creative and thoughtful on how to gain his beloved's approval.
所以这个即使最蠢最蠢最蠢的人，因为爱情要赢得心上人的赞许的时候，他就要变得有创意，变得体贴。
But if you ask him why he's doing all this,
但是如果你去问他，为什么你要这样做啊？
He would say to please his beloved, of course.
他就说当然啦，我要取悦那个我心爱的人嘛。
To honor her.
我尊重他。
To gain her approval.
要赢到他的芳心。
What motivates you, my listening friends, to be a witness for what Jesus has done for you?
亲爱的朋友，你的动机是什么呢？耶稣为你做了什么，让到你愿意为他做见证呢？
Some of you may say,An overwhelming sense of gratitude.
可能有些人会这样说，因为我的动机就是深深的感恩咯。
And that's good.
好，非常好。
Others would say,
有些人又会说,
In thankfulness for opening my spiritual eyes.
因为我感谢他开了我属灵的眼睛。
And that I have escaped from hell to heaven.
让到我可以逃离地狱进入天堂。
And that's very good.
正，非常好。
Others may say,
又有些人可能说,
Because I do not want my friends and loved ones to end up in eternal torment.
因为我唔愿意我嘅亲人朋友落入永远受苦嘅结局咯。
And that's very good.
亦都系非常好。
But above all, we are motivated because we know that the one who loved us so is coming back one day.
但系最重要嘅动机系因为我哋清楚知道爱我哋嘅上帝有一日要再翻到呢个世上。
What motivates us are the things I just mentioned.
呢啲都系我所提嘅好嘅动机。
But the greatest motivation is the fact that one day our beloved Lord is going to ask us the question.
但系最大嘅动机系因为事实上有一日亲爱嘅主要问我哋一条问题。
How did you use the opportunities I gave you to witness for me?
你有冇用到我俾你嘅机会为我做见证啊？
Were you a silent witness for me, or did you testify to what I have done for you?
你是一个沉默的见证人啊，定是不断向人讲述我为你所行的奇事啊？
Did you keep quiet about me with your business associates?
你在同事面前有没有不出声，从来都没有提起过我啊？
With your neighbors and your friends?
你在你邻居啊，你的朋友面前有没有提起过我啊？
Or did you tell them about my salvation for you?
定是你告诉他们我赐给你的救恩啊？
This same Jesus, the angel said, is coming back.
天使那里讲过，就是这个耶稣，他要再回来。
Our motivation is the prospect of his return.
而我们的动机就是对他再回来的盼望。
Some years ago, a friend of mine told me the following.
在很多年前有个朋友这样告诉我。
A friend asked him to join him at a social event on Sunday morning.
有一次他的一个朋友邀请他去参加星期日早上的一个社交活动。
And my friend said, no, I can't do that. I go to church on Sundays.
我的朋友就说了，我不去得，因为礼拜日我要回教会嘛。
His friend said to him,
他的朋友跟着就答他了。
I don't know what your religion is, but you sure kept it to yourself.
我从来都不知道你信耶稣的，你真的懂守秘密了。
I have invited you to social events many times.
我好多次好多次邀请你参加社交活动。
But you have never invited me to go to church with you.
但是你从来都没有叫过我去你教会。
My friend said,
我的朋友就说了，
That was the greatest rebuke I've ever received.
这个是我人生里面所受过的最大的责备。
Now let me ask you, my listening friend.
各位亲爱的朋友，让我问你一条问题。
Are you a silent witness?
你是不是一个沉默的见证人呢？
Today you can make it your goal and your plan to be an active witness for Jesus Christ.
希望你今日就下定决心积极为耶稣作见证，将他成为你的人生目标和方向。
And after you make that decision, I hope you write to us and tell us.
当你做了这个决定之后，希望你能够写信来到给我们，跟我们分享你面对的挑战和困难，我们都是非常之欢迎的。在这里送上一首歌给你，叫做《主仆众主歌》Ye Servants of God， 希望你成为上帝的仆人，去面对这个世界，去挑战他，同埋为你自己，为你的耶稣基督做一个美好的见证。
God ruleth our hearts.
各位听众朋友，我们刚刚听过的是主仆众主歌，希望你亦都能够成为上主的仆人，在你的生命里面借着你的见证，你荣耀上帝，颂扬上帝。各位听众朋友，希望你记住在这两集的节目里面，我们曾经讲过有六个的要点，我们的六个要点包括我们的信息就是耶稣基督，耶稣基督的显现就是我们的凭据，祂的能力就是我们的保证，上帝的计划是我们人生首要的事，并且我们的使命是由上帝所计划的，而我们一切的动机都是来源于耶稣基督再回来的盼望。希望使徒行传给到你的经历，给到你的经验，就是耶稣基督必定再回来，耶稣基督怎样走怎样回来，我们虽然不知道日期，但是我们最重要就是这段时间活好我们的生命，做好我们的见证。愿上帝赐福给你，下次天路导向再会。